spiraling sterling in November 1967, the Labour government announced a 14% devaluation in the pound sterling. Jim Callaghan, the Chancellor of the Exchequer, resigned, and Prime Minister Harold Wilson appeared on TV to explain this catastrophic failure of his government's economic policy. He assured viewers that the pound in your pocket would not be affected, but of course it was, thereby destroying his own political credibility. The succession of Boris Johnson to Tory party leader and prime minister, and his commitment that Brexit will happen on the 31st of October do or die even if it is a no deal, has led to a sustained devaluation of sterling. But there have been no ministerial resignations or appearances on TV. A sterling devaluation can result in an increase in the wealth of the very rich, because most of the biggest companies in the FTSE 100 generate most of their revenues overseas times, the 6th of August. Consequently, if the sterling value of profits made from foreign assets goes up, the sterling value of dividends paid follows suit, as does the sterling value of the assets. The decline in the British economy has been borne by the working class and sections of the middle class through the loss of comparatively better paid jobs and a lowering of living standards, while these overseas revenues have provided the few with rich recompense. John Merrill, Leicester,